Welcome to the Urban Farmette, where two clueless suburbanites buy a farm, move across the country, and learn along the way. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Sean.
And we're here.
We're in Virginia.
We're on the farm.
We're
made
on the
it.
Farm.
Finally.
I say finally
like it was a year in waiting, but really it was only about 2 months, but it feels like it was a year.
I don't feel like myself yet.
You don't?
No.
You don't feel like Farmer Sean?
No. I'm trying to get an identity here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's just exhaustion.
I think we're tired.
I'm tired.
I'm laying on the table while I'm recording right now. I'm so tired.
I'm laying on the mic. So if it's
so
muffled,
tired.
It's my... I'm
very tired.
I'm resting my lips on the mic right now because it's the most comfortable thing around.
I keep texting you and asking why I feel this way and why my legs hurt and why I'm so achy and tired. Wondering if there's something wrong with me, but I'm realizing that
it's not a disease.
I'm just working really, really hard for the first time in a long time. And
well, this is hard work.
It is hard work. It's not just tending to a farm, but it's moving in and schlepping boxes and moving things around the house and running after kids.
I've never seen so much cardboard in my life.
Oh my gosh. And we simplified before we moved here, too.
The recycle gods are so happy with us right now.
It's crazy. The sheer amount of books that we have, and I love books with all my heart, but even I am...
You're over books.
I'm cursed. No.
You're over
the
boxes
the amount of books that I have at this point. I won't in a couple weeks.
United Rental Lines is cursing
you,
too.
They didn't like us either at all. They were
Who knew
nice,
you could have 2 tons of books?
It's crazy, but it's good. When it gets set up, it'll be good.
It'll be great.
No, but we're tired. We are two tired, clueless suburbanites that made it to the farm. Finally, we're in Virginia. This is our first recording from
the
farm.
We're in the kitchen.
We're
this
in the
isn't going to be the normal spot. It's a little weird.
But where we would normally record in... Our house in SoCal was so close to where the kids sleep, so we felt like we could record once we put them to sleep and we could still hear them if something went wrong. But here, where we would normally record is like a mile away from where the kids are sleeping, so it's weird. It's just
it's
a different
nice.
Setup. So we're doing this in the kitchen, and we wanted to record. It's been a while, so we're happy to do it. We're excited.
Well, it took a while because we had to find these things, these mics and... set up.
Yeah, buried
stuff.
Under all of the...
Somewhere in the garage.
The rubble.
Yeah. What a whirlwind, though.
It was crazy.
But let's go back to the beginning.
Well, not
the
beginning.
The beginning of the end.
Yeah. So last we spoke to you guys, we had just had our going away party. And
which feels like forever ago.
Yes. But we still had a week after that we were in SoCal.
Homeless.
And just...
That was our homeless party.
Yeah, we visited Disneyland for a couple days with great friends. We got together with lots of different people, stayed... for a couple days with my mom, stayed for a couple days with your mom. And finally on that Saturday before we took off on the Sunday morning, said goodbye to, you know, drove around and said goodbye to all of our closest people. And that was very bizarre and difficult.
Yeah. That was the start of the weird feeling setting in.
And I'll just say for anybody who is going to be in this position, to try and anticipate the feelings that you might feel when leaving the only home you've ever known to go somewhere completely different. You cannot even begin to understand the weirdness and the feelings that you'll feel. They're overwhelming and bizarre, and they come at different times, and they're kind of... You just can't get ready for moving, and you can't get ready for the feelings you're going to feel. And until and when you go through it, you just won't understand how bizarre it is to have to say those goodbyes. It's different. I've said goodbye to people and they left before, and it was different saying goodbye to the person leaving and then being the person who's leaving. It's
That's
very
true.
Weird.
It's almost easier if you had like a open bus top parade down a street. It's easier
weird.
That way. I mean, it's a weird feeling to look people in the eye and just say goodbye.
Yeah.
Not like goodbye, I'll see you next week. It's like a goodbye for
a while.
And it's a really weird feeling.
And you don't know.
And it was weird for them too. I could tell. It was weird for our friends. It was weird for our family. But being on the end of the one, waking up and hopping on a plane on a one-way ticket.
Yeah, the first and only one-way ticket I've ever purchased. That was bizarre.
Yeah.
In fact, we were on the plane and my girls get motion sickness, so I was doling out Dramamine halfway through the plane ride when they were feeling sick, and one of them started feeling sick again, and I'm giving her Dramamine going, oh man, I don't have enough Dramamine for the return flight. If I give her all this Dramamine, I'm going to have to go buy more Dramamine. Wait, I'm not getting on another flight. Like, I'm going and staying.
Yep.
It's weird. It's just a weird feeling. And
so we unloaded all the Dramamine in their bodies.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, take it all. Just take it all. Just please don't get sick. I'm so tired. Please don't get sick. But it's a weird feeling. And I think we could probably do 5 episodes on the many emotions that you feel leaving, the responsibility you feel, the pressure, the sadness, the excitement, the anticipation, but just it's bizarre. So that was a week of difficulty where we were just having a really hard time saying goodbye to people. But fortunately, our friends are so supportive and wonderful. And we got through it, and we hopped on the plane on Sunday morning and landed Sunday night in Virginia.
Yeah, we've been in Virginia over a week. We've been in this house a week.
Yeah, 6
to
days.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's funny how fast it feels like home, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel really comfortable here,
mm-hmm.
and I can't pinpoint why. But there's a lot of different ways I think that we operate. We got here and we wanted to just do everything.
Yeah.
I mean, we, for crying out loud, jumped outside and did a garden right away.
Well, and it didn't hurt that the weather was amazing. The first couple days we were here was a nice, like, 73 degrees, overcast, windy. It was beautiful, which I really, was so grateful for. The first couple days we were here, it was just nice. We headed outside. We planted a vegetable garden and a herb garden, a really small one. But we did that, and Sean, bought some farm appropriate clothes and
TSC.
Yeah, we went to Tractor Supply.
What took so long for you to enter my life?
We've done first week. We went to Tractor Supply.
I just don't
Is
feel
it Tractor Supply Company? Yeah, Tractor Supply Company and Cracker Barrel in the first week we were here.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. I mean, we're diving in.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
But it's funny that it's a world that we're living in the sense of being on a small farm and trying to do things or setting things up to be farmers, mm-hmm. but yet we have, within minutes, very normal city
weird.
Life.
Yeah.
And at times I don't feel like I fit in. I feel like I stand out like a sore thumb everywhere I go.
Well, you said that you noticed that nobody, and I think we both started looking for it. And we could be maybe looking in all the wrong places, but nobody has tattoos here like you do. I mean, they're all over your arm, so when you're wearing t-shirts, it's very visible, and we've been looking around. We don't see anybody with those here.
Well, it's either none or full blown.
Yeah.
And the full blown's not a lot.
Well,
but the people are
totally normal, very
to
hipster.
Have one here
Everybody
and there.
Has yeah. tattoos. It's yeah. very normal. And here we don't see them at all.
The younger people that usually have tattoos don't.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Different, just small differences.
Yeah.
But it is a weird kind of dichotomy where you have to drive a little bit off the grid to get to our house, and you're going through back hills where you don't see houses for a while, and you're driving on gravel. It's not remote. I mean, we still have internet and
sort of,
Amazon and FedEx.
But our internet, the internet's a good point. So back home, the internet was hosted by a large company, nationwide company.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's Jim
mm-hmm.
that
and he
I
came
text.
To our house. Yeah, we
I text
him.
With
Please
Jim.
Please come set up our internet,
from
Jim.
Sugarloaf.
Who's amazing, by the way.
Who's amazing. Who has a tower for his signal mm-hmm. on a cow farm across the street. And if I haven't, I didn't tell you this. Today, when we had the storm, he texted me, "Do you have power?"
That's so cool.
And I said, "No, we don't have power. We don't have a backup generator or anything like that." But he goes, "Oh, I just wanted to let you know that my tower runs on a backup generator. So if you can get power, you'll have internet just fine."
That's awesome.
That was a text message from my internet guy.
So it's small differences like that, that it's just is very, very, very small town feel in that way. But then we can drive 10, 15 minutes and have Costco and Chick-fil-A and stuff like that if we need it. But you feel very much like you're kind of out in the middle of nowhere where we live, where I'll be sitting in the living room or the big room with the girls over the garage, and it has a humongous window to the road. And if I see a car driving by, I'm like, "Oh, look, a car," you know, and I realize,
well, you can hear it coming too. If you're outside,
we never see cars driving by our house. Yeah. And if we see one, it's like, "Oh, who's that? Is it a visitor?
What's happening? Well, you wait to see if they pull into your driveway.
Exactly. So it's
like, did we order something?
Yeah. It's so bizarre to see a car. That's how far off the grid we are, which is great. And I like it. But it's definitely different than, when we would see multiple cars, people, neighbors. I mean,
which was great too.
Yeah.
But,
and we loved that.
We loved a lot of it. Yeah. But of the every car a minute, we'd probably wave to every 18th car.
Yeah.
But, being here has been quite an event.
It has.
And we're still in the middle of the event, and still I'm looking over your shoulder and seeing a bunch of cardboard boxes that I need to take care of.
Yeah, you do.
We're living out of cardboard boxes for the most part, but we do have a lot of things set up.
Yeah, we got our living room set up. Our bedrooms are set up for the most part. It's good.
But if anyone's doing this kind of movement, it could be an hour away. It could be across the country. One thing that we've learned rather quickly just through the setup process was that it's very important for the family to have something set up like home.
Yeah.
There's nothing better for your kids, for them to see their stuff in their room. Their room, what you realize, their room isn't necessarily, it's in a different house, in a different state, different part of the country, but it's their stuff in the room that they're calling their own.
Yeah.
And I think once we got to that point, and we're still kind of getting to that point.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of their attitudes change. I saw a lot of, my stuff's here. And you notice Polly's completely comfortable here now. I think Kay's getting close and Frankie's close too, now that she doesn't have to sleep on the floor anymore. She's got her bed today.
Yeah, she slept on the floor.
There are those things, but I think the important thing that we learned was that, you know, we tried to do a lot. We tried to show our kids immediately how awesome this place was by getting outside, and we were digging in the pig pen, soon to be chicken coop, trying to clean it up, getting ready for the chickens. And we're out there doing gardening and looking at the hay barn, and, "Hey kids, just go run around in the yard." What I found was more important was when we got the living room set up.
Yeah.
And suddenly everyone got really comfortable around here, including us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we sat in the living room last night, which is, Rachie did a great job. It's almost completely done and it looks amazing. And I think with that kind of setup, it felt homey.
Yeah. I want to get the all other of our room stuff set up as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Not just for my neuroses, but also just for the family, so we can get back into a routine. I realized how out of a routine we have been for the last 2 months. Once we knew we were moving and it was go time and we had to pack and plan and make all these different lists, we got out of a routine. We needed to move. But my kids, most kids, all kids thrive on a routine, and so do I. And we're out of one, and we need to hop back in.
And I think that's important, and that's kind of what I was driving at, was that, you know, you get in and establish you first, and don't run from what you knew because you're somewhere new. You can still establish exactly what you were or where you left off at your home. That's important for, it's not just the kids. It was important for us too. Once we started feeling a little bit more of our own influence in this house, it turned from a vacation home to our home. And that, once that happened, everybody seemed to settle down a bit.
Yeah. The girls are in their groove. They're starting to get in their groove.
And excited. And then you can start adding to it the fun parts about, or the different parts about being here.
Yeah.
Because life was fun before, but it's, and you want to kind of recreate that, but then you start adding the, oh, hey, let's go get some chickens.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And that's, you don't want to get here. Like we thought that leaving, like, oh, we're going to get there and let's go buy chickens.
No.
There's so many things you don't know about chickens. I can't do that right now.
I have to set up my.
And the cool part about what you did was create a huge network of people before we even got here. And when we actually started thinking about it, we're like, wait a second, we probably shouldn't just go buy a bunch of chickens.
No, let's and throw talk them in, to the in neighbors. The, and
let's see exactly what mm-hmm. we're supposed to do with chickens.
Learn about it first.
And there's so many things. Yeah. What I have seen in what you've established is the variety and number and strength of opinions.
Yeah.
It's all crazy. Good.
Just
all
about
good.
Chickens.
Just about chickens. Or about anything. About you threw anything. You what else do you throw? The chicken question, about, you threw out the compost question.
I've asked people about you threw out random a whole bunch of stuff, and everybody has very strong, firm opinions, which is so good. I love that because I love just learning.
Gardening.
But it's, wow.
Mowing. I mean, doing like the lawnmower concept and there's what you should lot. Get. And
there's a lot.
I mean, and they're different.
Yes.
So... In the end, you know, you can take all those inputs and decide yourself, well, I think this may be the best. But you really, I think the cool thing is that what we learned in all of that and what I think I want to tell people about is that you can take all those opinions and just think what will work best for you. And mm-hmm. it could be the worst mm-hmm. decision possible. Like we could get a bunch of chickens and I think the fence is high enough and they jump out and coyotes eat them and I'm dealing with dead chickens all over the yard. But what we're doing is we're learning about those little things.
Yeah, we're farming the way people used to farm 50 years ago when no one was around on social media. I think that our lives are so much more luxurious because we're getting information from every single, you know, avenue. When there's times when I think about a question I have, and if I had to solve it on my own, I probably fail like 4 times before I figured out a solution. That's just what people did forever. You
Absolutely.
Know? So there's kind of a fun aspect to that. You know, sometimes I don't want to ask a question cause I just want to try and figure it out on my own. So,
but I love the best part about all the different opinions is that they're all bits of information that we can use.
Well, it's all people that have done this and it has succeeded. So, I mean, there's not just one way.
And they all failed. And there's a lot of fails.
Yeah.
A lot of farm fails that we hear.
Yeah. But there's a lot of things that we've tried that are new. What are some new things we've experienced since we've been on the farm? We've been here 6 days and there's lots of new things that we've experienced
I've never unpacked like this. I think honestly, when we moved in, we tried to do too much at one time. Most of it is scheduling. I bought a truck.
We bought a truck. That was new. So you have a truck now.
Not a new truck.
Not well, it doesn't.
I didn't want a new truck. Old. I wanted a truck because I wanted a truck that essentially like my Jeep that I left behind.
Yeah.
Something that I, not that, I mean, it's kind of hard. It's harsh to say that I didn't care.
But
you don't care.
No, you don't care like about certain things.
If I'm carrying something to the truck and I jab a hole in the side of it.
Whatever.
Yeah, whoops.
Still drives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's rust. Truck. Oh, well. So that's the kind of car I wanted, and that's what I got, is something that's, it's actually older than my Jeep,
right?
Believe it or not. But I think it's better
nicer.
Shape.
Yeah.
I think it's nicer.
So you got a truck. That's something new we experienced.
Got a truck.
We also experienced today our first thunderstorms. We've been told about these. They were amazing. And somebody, messaged me on Instagram and said, wait, you don't have thunderstorms in California? And I responded like, well, not really. I mean, we may have one every...
I think Kay's heard thunder once.
Yeah, we have thunder maybe like once every year. And if we do, it's usually at night when we're sleeping. I rarely hear thunder. I mean, we don't have rain that often. We do occasionally. But nothing like I experienced today.
And we might have got more rain today than we did the last year in
California. Well, and today was not even that bad, according to some of my friends who live here. They're like, meh.
I couldn't even drive home.
Yeah, it was crazy. But that was new to us. And I can tell it's new, too, because we were in a room that was the farthest away from the front of our house as possible, but it has an enormous window. And my oldest looked out and said, it's raining. And the other two sprang up from the floor and everybody started shrieking and running to the front door screaming. And I'm like, get your boots on. And everybody's running and they ran outside and they played in the rain for a solid, I want to say, half hour, 45 minutes, just running around. They were drenched. They walked to the mailbox. They went in the stables. They were like lunatics. It was great in the rain, having the best time of their lives. And it's because we don't get this, you know, back in SoCal. And they think it's amazing. And it was all new to them and it was wonderful. And then we experienced another first, which is our power going out.
Yep. And on a well and septic.
Yeah, it's not good.
Because when you lose power here, you have no water.
Right.
Because the pump doesn't pump the water from the well. So right. You have no water.
So it's fine if it's a couple hours. So for today, it was only
3 hours.
I went out at like 2 and it came back on around 5:30 or 6. And so it was fine. But that's still all new and all the concept of it is all new to us. So, you know, my neighbor came over. They've lived in several states. They're totally, you know, prepared for stuff like this. So they're not freaking out. But I think they kind of knew their California neighbor is like, what is happening?
Probably because you're sitting on the porch weeping.
Like crying. Where's Sean? Why is he at work right now?
Where's my internet?
I feel like I'm on crazy pills. So he came over. Where's
my 3G?
And I was asking him questions and super helpful. But of course I'm freaking out a little bit just because I don't understand. I think I asked him 14 times, is this common? How often does this happen? Blah, blah, blah. You know, when's our power being restored?
Should we gather buckets to gather the rain to drink it?
Exactly. And, you know, they were very prepared. They sent me multiple texts later of things we can buy to prepare for, because this is common where we live, apparently. It does happen, and it will happen in the winter, and we need to be prepared for that because that's when it's freezing cold. But it's all doable. Everybody's done it. It's really not that huge of a deal. We just need to be prepared and get ready for it. But you know, I've got him talking to me, and I'm texting my friends, Jake and Noel, who have been through something like this before, you know, like asking if it's normal that I'm nervous and whatnot. And, my California colors were definitely showing. And
well, we prepare for earthquakes that never happen.
Yeah.
But you're prepared.
Yeah.
Here we're going to have to prepare.
But these actually happen.
And will happen multiple times a year. So that's something different for sure.
Yeah. But it was also beautiful. And my girls said, Kensington at one point, I said, this is amazing. And she yelled and looked at me. I started to cry when the rainstorm happened. I literally started to cry because it was so beautiful. And I wished for those things around California all the time. They never happened.
You love the rain.
I do. And so, but then when she looked at me, she said, Mom, this is amazing. Why didn't we move sooner? And that just made my heart so full, because I constantly am wondering how they feel about this, you know?
Yeah.
We know what we're doing is right, and we're doing right by them, and it's a good change for our family, but I worry and think about them. Do they feel that way? Are they so homesick that they can't enjoy here? And I've just watched in the last week them slowly really enjoying and falling in love with where we're at.
And it's different. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be like, I think it's just embracing the differences. Mm-hmm. And, one thing that's been difficult is Molly. Molly made it.
Our dog and cat are here. They made it.
Our 15-year-old dog made it on her flight and her journey here, and she made it. And I think she caught a little bit of a bug, stomach bug or something like that. She's been sick. She's had a little bit of the
not feeling good.
Not feeling good.
In
the rear.
Nope.
Areas. Okay. So
why?
Because it's gross.
I'm sure people could.
Yeah, but they have to understand why. Well, yeah, they can assume, but some of those that don't.
She just hasn't felt good.
So in the middle of the night, she's been getting up and walking around and needing to go outside. She can't go down the stairs, so I have to get up. I have to take her outside. I have to carry her down the stairs so she can go out to the grass.
I can't lift her because you're so strong.
Oh, I'm so strong.
I can't do it.
I'm so farmered out right
now.
I'm lifting animals now.
You are.
So I carry her down the stairs so she can go relieve herself.
Okay.
That was clean-ish. She's not clean.
Gross.
But I was clean in how I said it. But while she's doing that in the middle of the night, like 1 a.m, mm-hmm. I'm standing on the porch and the sounds are
amazing.
It's weird.
It's so weird.
You hear,
I don't even know what the animals are that are making the noises. I know there's frogs. There has to be frogs.
It sounds
else?
Like
bugs
belching
what
cows.
Are these animals?
I don't know. It's crazy.
People
but
of
it's
the south
constant,
what are the sounds we're hearing when we go outside at
it's
night because
constant
it's amazing
noise. And I'm standing outside
but it's
waiting
also constant
for,
silence. Like it's so quiet.
No, it's quiet.
But then the animals,
you don't hear it in the house,
the
but
insects,
the second you go outside.
Insane. It's so beautiful.
You turn on a light and the light swarmed by
yeah, that's another,
hundreds of
that's
bugs.
That's another first that we're experiencing.
We're used to June bugs, which I
think. No. I walked out on the porch last night to get like something out
it's
of
like
one
small,
of the boxes.
Small birds
there
flying
were
around.
Swarm like swarms.
Swarms. So,
swarms of bugs. And
yeah.
I'm not talking like five
no,
bugs.
Not,
it was
not
like
moths,
what is happening?
It's not June bugs. It's like small
it's
little
stuff.
Baby.
I don't know what's happening.
Flying amazing things.
We've experienced. So you bought a truck. We had our first thunderstorm. We had our first power outage.
Hear crazy noises.
Our street is a horses have the right of way.
Horses have the right of way.
The street into our house.
We haven't seen a
I have not seen a horse on the street, but it has the right of way, Sean. So
yeah,
move your truck because the horse is the boss of you.
Well, maybe I'm the horse.
I don't know.
I win.
I just know that is hilarious. We've also seen a tractor on the street just driving.
Lots of them.
Yeah.
Just trucking it down the
like
street.
No big thing.
Yep.
Just a tractor.
Roadkill.
We've seen I love it that the app Waze, I don't know if anybody else uses Waze, yep. But we use that app to like find our way around. It alerts us multiple times since we've been here of roadkill.
The distance that the road, and so we get excited.
I have
see
seen
the
no
roadkill.
Less than like 15 dead deer.
Yeah.
On the street. No,
I think
question.
They're still there.
Yeah,
just
they just kind of like,
they
I think people just
like
get out and shove them like off the
off
side.
The, yep. They just lay there
until
they're
picked up, until they decompose.
I don't know who picks them up.
I don't know. Tons of
maybe
dead deer.
Maybe a giant, a bigger beast
it's
comes and picks
sad.
Them up.
At first it was sad. Now I'm like, oh, dead deer.
Yeah, now it's
okay.
Swerving out of the way of Bambi.
You have ticks.
You are infested.
You carry
with,
the ticks yep. that I'm so afraid of and everybody warns me about.
Yeah.
By the way, ticks, tick people. Oh my gosh, I'm so stressed out about ticks. Everybody's stressing me out about ticks. I don't even want to talk about it. I can't. I'm going to get stressed out right now at 10 o'clock at night. But the ticks are real, man. There's ticks everywhere. This is a whole new ball game. I mean, everything's just new. There's a lot of newness. Humidity was real this week. That's another new thing we're having to deal with.
I think
with.
That's the name of our ranch is Cutter Ranch.
I have never.
Maybe off ranch.
Yeah. I have been spraying
maybe,
my kids.
Yeah.
Like,
what's the chemical in there?
DEET.
DEET. This is DEET Ranch right here.
I spray my kids head to toe straight up. I don't even care if it's in their eyeballs. I'm like, stand
we're gonna
there.
Have, we're going to grow arms.
You're getting
extra
sprayed.
Arms.
And what's going to happen is I'm over spraying my children and somehow they're still going to get ticks. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
All over their bodies.
Because that's.
I don't know. But we have experienced a lot of new things, and the fear of ticks is a real one. I'm trying to think what else we've experienced that's new. Random chickens in the road. There's chickens everywhere. There's animals everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just random weird things. We also have experienced super nice people. Everybody's nice here.
Yeah.
Unusually nice.
I don't know how many times.
I don't know if it's just we're skeptical and cynical because where we come from, SoCal, everybody's so busy. I don't know if people just don't have time to be nice, but everybody here is super nice.
I mean, how many times have people offered to get us stuff from Costco?
People have texted me who I have
I'm going
never
to Costco.
Even met in person. Can
Do you
I
need
buy
anything?
You something? Can I bring you something? People, we've already been over to our neighbors for dinner. People offer. Someone offered me today to, if they could bring me their backup generator if my lights didn't come back on. I mean, it's just, everybody's just super nice. Super, super welcoming.
I
want to
try something, though. I kind of want to see...
the limits of niceness.
Yeah.
You're not.
Can you pick me up a 24-pack of Kirkland beer?
No. Kirkland?
Well, it's, we got to start low. You can't go, like, give me the Stone IPAs. You can't, like,
you
go.
You could start.
You can't jump. You can't jump into that. You got to warm
them
up.
I'm just saying, people are super nice, and everybody has manners. It's impressive.
Yeah.
Everybody has manners. Even the children.
Even the children.
I love it.
Even the children.
I feel very at home here.
Yeah. We have, we did experience our first local brewery.
We did.
Barnhouse Brewery, which is, I believe if you were to take the route and stretch it out, was probably about 4 miles from our house.
No, it's 2.7. I just,
no, that's, but the, it. I know you go down, it's, the address is the same as, they're on Spinks Ferry.
Our street.
But they're off of it a ways, and it says it's 3 miles, but either I'm just very happy driving 3 miles, or it's not 3 miles, but it is very close.
Either way, it's close.
Either way.
And it's beautiful.
And it's a,
and the beer's
it's,
good.
It is a giant barn house, and then they have a whole area for people.
They bring in food trucks on the weekend.
Food trucks, and then they have kids run around outside and play games. Important. And they have a help wanted sign, which I'm going to inquire in.
Stop it. You're a farmer now. You have no time to work at the brewery.
I didn't say I would work there.
You said would volunteer.
Well, I would. I could.
There's
I can
a volunteer
pull,
fire department.
I can pull a tap
in our neighborhood.
I can pull a tap.
You
I can. I can read.
Mm-hmm.
Step one is reading. I can read.
Mm-hmm.
Step two is pouring beer, which mm-hmm. I've become an expert at.
When you work, you cannot drink the beer at the place.
No, you can. Right? But I can leave with a growler and be happy.
Their growlers are pretty too.
They're very pretty.
We found that. We found everything. I mean, this is a great little village to...
We're 6 days in.
It's great.
And it feels like home. The people are very homey.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all the necessities that we need. I think it's just... It's a great start
mm-hmm.
to a wonderful adventure.
It is. Now, as we usually do on the podcast episodes, what is the embarrassing thing we didn't know about the farm this week?
Okay, so
what was mine? We talked about this before we started recording, and now I can't remember it.
Yours? Oh, I remember yours.
What was mine?
Sprinklers.
Oh, this was embarrassing. My friend Jake told me I had to put this on at least one of the episodes because it is embarrassing, and it's showing my California colors, which is going to happen all the time. I just need to accept it. When we were buying this house, we met the owners and I foolishly asked, so I feel stupid even saying it, but, and now on this end of it, obviously, I mean, really stupid,
obs,
but I said, so California, I said, so, seller of our house who has 6 acres, do you guys have, sprinklers? Like, what do you guys do to keep your property watered? Which is just, don't make that face at me. It's so dumb. No, we don't have sprinklers. She tried to be nice to me too, but you could just feel, you just knew. She was like, oh my gosh, who
she
is
said,
buying?
We have sprinklers. It's called God.
The rain. Who is buying my house? But now that I look at, like, of course they didn't have sprinklers, so I can't believe I asked it. But I asked it because we lived in California. Everybody had sprinklers.
That's true. In California, the rain, the rainy month was...
Because we didn't have sprinklers. We didn't have sprinklers. We hand-watered our yards, and people were like, what? You stand and hold a hose? That's insane. Who does that? So it's just, you grow up thinking, of course you're going to have sprinklers and someone's going to mow your lawn, and that's just what...
Oh, no one's touching my lawn.
I know they're not. Well, actually, that's another first. For the first time in Sean's life, he had someone else mow our property this week.
I followed
because
them
we
around.
Don't have our sit-down mower yet, and we had to hire somebody to do it because it was out of control. And Sean stood by the window inspecting his work and being
mm-hmm.
like full of angst.
Oh, I wouldn't
time.
Have done that.
Actually, he did an amazing
job.
Yeah,
he did a great job.
It looks great. But it was hard. That was another first first for us.
Zero turn, baby.
You're
going to
get your zero turn.
60-inch, zero turn. Don't know what any of that means,
look
but
at you.
I want it.
Look at you, Farmer Sean.
Yeah. See the way he was working the levers? He was, you turned to me after watching, like, he's mowing backwards.
It was pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. Farmers are where it's at. The things that people do, farmers impress me. When I watch them do things, it's like an entirely brand new skill set. Of course, not to like a vast majority of Americans, but to someone who grows up in, you know, Southern California, where so many of these like very basic activities are done for them. It's an entirely new world, learning about how to care for a homestead and a farm. It's impressive.
This guy mowed about 3 acres of land.
I'd say more than that.
No, he mowed about three.
Okay.
Cause he didn't touch the other part. Yeah. In the same amount of time that it took me to mow, edge, and clean up Claremore.
Yeah. That's embarrassing for you.
No, give me a zero turn on that.
You would have been done in like 5 minutes.
I would have knocked over trees. I would have run over some animals.
Yeah, I'm afraid of you on a zero turn. It's gonna be frightening.
Mostly watch because I'll have a cooler strapped bungee corded to the side of it.
You're gonna be so excited.
Some Barnhouse Brewery. Yeah. Follow them. Oh wait, they have no social media.
No, but it's just impressive the things that. We're learning so much. It's a whole different world. Truly a totally different.
Yeah.
It's a learning curve and it's a totally different world. And it's great.
And I would say this to everyone is first embrace your life, get yourself set up, but then really think about once you build that foundation, really think about how you can add to it.
Yeah.
We're already thinking about all the different ways we can add to it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Coming here, I wanted to have at least a half acre ready to go and start farming and growing. And I wanted to grow all kinds of crops. It's just like, no, just take your time.
You got to go against your natural inclination. Stand on
the porch, listen to the crazy animals that are out there. Have a cup of coffee, watch the cows graze, listen to them. Those crazy beasts moo. Listen to those guys moo. I mean, it's crazy loud.
They're so beautiful.
I mean, just those types of things. Take some time and enjoy it. Let the foundation settle in and then slowly build off of that.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Yeah. I'm zero turning it. I'm ready to go.
It's been a great week. We're excited to share this with you and we're excited for the next episode. Hopefully.
I didn't get to share my thing.
You didn't have, you said you didn't have one this
week.
I have
a thing.
You have a thing?
Fireflies.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a
fire. Well, that's not embarrassing.
Is it firefly? Is it a firefly?
It is not embarrassing.
Or is it a lightning bug?
It's a lightning bug. I don't know. Jake and Noel call it a lightning bug. I don't know.
I've never seen one before. I had to go outside.
I think it was the first night.
I went outside and
I can see him right now. If I turn off the lights in the kitchen, we could see him right now.
I had to run to the garage to grab something and this light went across my face, just like flared right in front of my face. And what it reminded me of was when the first time I saw stars. Mm. It was in high school. I was a freshman playing football. Never played football. Never wanted to play football. I got talked into playing it. And we had to do these tackling drills.
You played football?
I did. High school. I'd never. It was kind of like my baseball.
You wore pads and everything?
Oh, yeah.
How did I know that?
It was a blip on the radar. It was a blip on the radar. So I played football my freshman year in high school, and we had to do a tackling drill. And the tackling drill was kind of like you got to pick up someone and carry them 10 yards and put them down. But it's all about learning how to do the form right. I got paired up with Kevin Price. Now, in high school as a freshman, I think I was probably pushing, like if I had a couple Big Macs, 130.
Jealous.
And Kevin Price at the time was like the star running back. And he's probably around 225 or
no,
so.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, yeah. He was a beast of a man at that time.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, he's a big guy. Tall. Not fat. Tall.
I know.
So I got paired up with him and he was laughing and he helped me by like jumping up so I could grab him. But I remember carrying him 10 yards and setting him down and seeing stars for the first time.
And that's what lightning bugs were.
It was like lightning bugs.
They are pretty cool because they just like flick on real quick and then
But when you
dark.
Go out and you saw it first, but when I take Molly out for her midnight snack outside and I'm waiting for her to finish, you can look over. I look over to the left off the porch. Mm-hmm. All the lights are off. I don't turn the porch lights on because then I'd get attacked by giant bumblebees.
Mm-hmm. They're not bumblebees.
The whole backyard is just lit up.
It's amazing.
With these guys. Just
so my question to the listeners is, all these people are talking about catching them in like mason jars in this magical moment where you catch them. Where do you catch them? How do you catch them? If you could contact us and let us know how to catch them, we would appreciate it because right now...
Lightning in a bottle.
I'm not feeling like I can catch those suckers. I don't...
They're not close enough to me.
No, they're all off yonder.
Maybe they know we're...
They know we're new.
West Coast people.
They're like, no thanks. You're not real.
They want to catch me. People that live here, get away from me, little bug. We're like, magic.
It is. It's just like today.
I want to catch you. I want to pet you.
My girls were running around like...
I don't even know what they look like.
So excited with the rain and the neighbors were not...
Yeah, the neighbor girl was like, I don't want to go get wet.
She doesn't, because she's so used to it.
I'll just watch you guys get wet.
No, she's used to it, you know. It's a novelty for us, but.
That's like me driving on the freeway. Like, I can't see. I'm going to go 25 miles an hour and people are flying by me. Good thing I have Illinois plates on my car.
Learning curve. Not anymore. You got your truck, baby.
Oh, I got my truck. I got paper plates now.
Well, we're glad you guys tuned in for this episode, and we look forward to another episode soon. Hopefully, within the next week or so, we might get...
Yeah, we'll probably do something quickly. We'll fire off a little bit more as we go.
And maybe next time we talk, we might have something living in one of the barns. Maybe.
That's
maybe
a plan.
Not. We'll see. But until then, we thank you guys for listening. You can find us on Instagram at The Urban Farmette. You can also visit our blog where we will share in our show notes anything we talked about today. But I don't know. Did we talk about anything today? Oh, I know what I wanted to link to in our show notes.
What?
Our Spotify playlist of songs that the girls helped us compile of songs that made them think about Virginia that were on the radio when we were driving through all the different roads looking at houses to buy. So I'll link to that in the show notes. And you can find us. Our blog is urbanfarmette.com. And we thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Talk to you soon.